I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Ah! Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle age spread.
Hey, I know! This is what it is! You put one foot in front of the other, and
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the Fountain of Youth.
I'm having kind of a down day today.
You're having a bummer of a day?
It's not really a bummer. It's just that I woke up with a little bit of headache. I think I need a new pillow because you know how if you sleep wrong.
Right.
And then it was cold, so you naturally, your body tenses up. And then I get into work, and everything was fine at work, but I just felt myself getting more and more tense, and now I have a tension headache.
Mm, you need to drink more water, probably.
I cannot stop peeing because I've been drinking water all morning.
A little bit of caffeine might help.
I had that too.
Oh.
I just need to deep breathe, I guess.
A beer tonight. That might do it.
We're having a 10-year-old sleepover tonight.
Oh. Can you go to the other side of the house?
You know what? It's not just a sleepover, though. It's not, you know, it's just one girl's coming over.
Just one. Okay.
But they don't just come have fun. They're drawing up their plans to enter America's Got Talent for next year.
Very good.
They have no idea what they're doing.
That's fine.
They're approaching this sort of backwards in that they know that they want to be on the show, and they know that they want to entertain people. They just don't know how to do it.
They don't have a talent.
Yeah. It's not like they're singers and they're like, let's practice.
We'll,
you know,
they're like, we're going to learn ventriloquy or whatever.
They have no idea.
They have no talent.
So they are requesting my assistance in helping them
develop a talent. Okay.
And I have a couple of ideas.
There's some ideas. All right.
And I don't know how that's going to work out. I certainly don't want to discourage their exploration of talent.
No, I mean, why not? What kind of parent would you be if you're like, oh, don't do that. You'll never get on that show.
Well, I could. There's a little bit of realism to it to say, hey, listen.
Let them have their own self-discovery.
This is a long shot. I'm going to encourage you, and I'll help you every step of the way, and I'll drive them to Nashville or wherever they want to try out. You can just do it on video, too, but mm-hmm. they're not really interested in that.
No, they want the full really experience. Go. Okay, see what it's like?
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
Add talent coach to my list of occupations.
Awesome. I want to, like, you need to sneak some videos. I need some behind the scenes. It'd be hilarious.
I almost envision it being just us and a couple of blank sheets of paper. Like, okay, let's list out the things that you guys think you can do.
Let's make a list.
Yeah, they're funny. So I thought at the very least they could do some sort of sketch comedy or something,
right.
And do your kids watch Studio C at all on YouTube?
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
It's really worth it. I mean, to me, and I've seen a lot of people talking about Studio C recently online. It's super clean and family friendly, but it's funny.
Okay, good.
And the Mormons make it out at Brigham Young University, and it's so they're like, you know, they're pretty
clean
with it,
right?
And but it's very it's relevant. And, you know, I should save this for what you like this week. But my kids, they can't get enough of it. They'll do spoofs of Star Wars, or they had one thing. I should get the audio up here where it was two social media personalities. Of course, they weren't really social. And they were every stereotype you could ever imagine about an Instagram influencer.
Right. Somebody who's famous on Instagram.
It was hilarious. It was so right on the money.
Which I think is hilarious because I was watching, there's no television on lately, you know, they kind of go into the holiday lull and everything's a Christmas movie. And so I randomly landed on Say Yes to the Dress, okay?
Yeah.
Which sometimes I like to watch.
What channel is that on, like TLC situation?
Yeah. I'll watch that or HGTV if there's like nothing on and I'm just going to sit on the couch and like knit or something.
You knit?
Yeah, occasionally.
Oh, wow.
I don't knit with needles. I use like a loom thing. Okay. Anyway. So I landed on, and some girl gets on Say Yes to the Dress, and she walks into, what is it, Kleinfeld's in New York City, and she's all like, I'm famous on Snapchat. I have, you know, and I'm going, what? This is what? So I totally see your stereotype, because I was looking at this girl going, this girl could totally be stereotyped.
I don't know that I can do it, but you have to do the vocal fry thing where, oh my gosh, I am so popular on Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was.
Way that they, it's the way that they,
that's
it drives me nuts.
That's how she was. And I was going, who are you? And I had to look her up and be like, what is famous on Snapchat? Like, how many followers is that?
You know what I mean? There is some credence to that. There's some reality that if have an audience,
for real,
obviously,
yeah,
I'm sitting in the room.
I know
one
all
of,
about
yeah,
this.
So that
I just don't use Snapchat or something, so I don't understand it that much.
I know. I don't get it.
But it would be similar to somebody who has, like, a huge Twitter following or Instagram. I totally get it.
I don't have those things.
You don't, Dan.
No.
I know. I mean, sometimes, you know,
I don't care.
I have my moments where I'd like to get away. It's, you know, could I, you know, and
you, know
and you can't. It's my business, you know, so I can't really take a break from social media and say, I'm not going to do this. Now, this time of year, I do. We, you know, on my website, we have a publication now, and then I have things scheduled for over the winter break, and I don't really do much for like 3 weeks. Now, I work, but I more work on finishing up the annual financials and my mileage reports for the accountant and things like that, but I'm not doing engagement online. I just leave stuff up there, and so it's a little bit different.
Let me take this opportunity to say I would like to be a Twitter influencer at 40-ish podcast on Twitter. So find us.
There
look
you
us
go.
Up. I'm very conversational on there.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
I found a lot of interesting people who are generally people who are going out to celebrate their 40th birthday party with their friends will use the 40-ish hashtag.
Okay, so gotcha.
I am, you know.
You're trying to search that.
I'm digging up some people.
Those people.
You bet.
Well, hello, people.
We're happy to have you.
My best friend from my childhood, I texted her today and said, what are you doing for the big 4-0? Because she's turning 40. She was born in 77, and the rest of us that went to high school, you know, were born in 78.
So that's like in the next few days, right?
So, yeah, she has a Christmas Eve birthday.
Oh, wow.
So she's turning 40.
So what's the plan?
I don't know. She did text me. Okay. I didn't read it. I was driving, Dan. I can't read the text while I'm driving. Okay, she said she's Lisa, who was on the podcast.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay, she's going to Balthazar in New York City. Must be fancy.
Isn't that the name of one of the three wise men?
Possibly. I'm like, I'm Catholic.
Man, know
we just
your Bible.
Listen. We don't really know the Bible.
You just go through the motions.
Yeah. And then Restaurant X. With her family, and then she's going to Paris.
Oh, well, there you go. I would have probably led with that.
But that's in the spring. That's not like immediately on her birthday, but she is going to go to Paris. And she's going in April. And I want to know, hello, why aren't I going to Paris? That's when my birthday is. She needs to take me.
So your kids are, you're leaving here today, and you're going to go volunteer for the Christmas party at school.
We did. My daughter made a game. For her class to play, our third grade class.
So that is today their last day?
Yes.
Before the, 2 week break?
They have over a 2 week break. It's two full school weeks and then like 2 days because I don't know why. I think the second is like a teacher work day or something. I don't know. But they don't go back on the second. They go back on the third. It's really, really long.
Nice.
And then one of my friends texted me and said, next year, break doesn't start till the 24th. And I was like, what? That's kind of crazy. Yeah. Because Christmas is on a Tuesday next year, so they're going all the way up to the Friday before, and then that's it.
Wow.
I know. So that's going to be a change, because this year I feel like it's so early. It's the
15th. Yeah.
You know?
And I'm already, of course, we're having the sleepover tonight, which is used for planning, but I am getting the, they don't want Christmas break, because they're going to be bored.
Oh.
They want to be with their friends, and that was a big revelation for me. 7-year-old is like, oh, yeah, great.
Yeah,
I don't want to go to school.
Right.
But the 12-year-old and the 10-year-old are going to miss their friends. And I'm starting to transition into that point where it's time with their friends is more important than time with their family to them.
Well, what if they could do both?
They can do both. They will do both, trust me.
Right, because you have to drive them and stuff.
It
you know, there's always going to be a parent somewhere.
Like, you can't, you can't have your friends over every day.
Well, my kids go to an after-school program, and during the winter break, they go there. And so they still get time with their friends. And then the days that both my husband and I – well, when my husband – I can choose when I have off.
Right.
So when my husband has off on Friday, because Christmas Eve is a Sunday – So that's when the kids will come home. You know, there's no reason for them to just hang out with me. I recognize that they will fully have more fun at the program because they'll play in the gym, they'll play basketball, they'll go outside if it's a warm day, they have field trips. They're going to have so much more fun than if they stayed home with me. Even though my son is at the age where he thinks he's too old for it. He wants to hang out at home with me, actually. I mean, he'd probably want me to call up a friend or something.
Have a buddy over.
But he wants to be home with me.
It really did. I had sort of a 40-ish moment this week when it dawned on me the change that is going to come with my daughter will turn 13 in next month.
13.
Yeah. And she's already, she's been a tween for a couple of years.
Right.
And so the transition has been slow and gradual.
It's not like the flipping of a switch.
But she's so wonderful to be around. She's so excited about stuff and conversational. And I just don't want her to regress into the sullen teenager. I see glimpses of it every now and then. But you know, I couldn't shut her up the past couple of days riding in the car. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is exhausting.
She talks to you,
though. This is exhausting, but I this is so much better than the alternative, which is...
You get nothing out of them.
Right.
Right.
She's willing to share.
That means she likes you. She trusts you.
Yeah, baby.
With information. You know what I mean?
I earned it.
You did.
Yeah.
Parenting, fatherhood,
she
Dan.
Does, yeah,
I know.
Right.
Put in your plug for fatherhood.
She plays. She is very fond of recounting her dreams when she wakes up in the morning on the way to school, and
they
never make any sense,
right?
And she's very bad at telling a story. There's full of ums and likes, I'm like, honey, slow down and gather your thoughts
and then spit it out.
We'll all be listening, and it'll take. One third the time.
She needs a podcast and call it Like
Yeah, I really do. I need to get them in here.
She could. It would be interesting.
Yeah. I also, my other daughter.
A podcast for tweens or teens.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe she can be a Snapchat influencer by the time she's 15.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your kids are going to be out, and you just they'll be in after school, and
button up some work and just do some stuff at home to prepare for Christmas. And my parents will come in next Friday.
Oh, wonderful!
They are currently in New York with the rest of my family, and my sister does a big extended family party. I mean, there'll probably be 40 people there,
with the exception of you.
With the exception of me, I get FaceTimed.
Your choice.
It is my choice. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going up there. They got snow and stuff. You get stuck up there. And so they just FaceTime. I FaceTime, and then they put me, like, on the dining room table on an iPad or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And then people just come and say hi, and my kids are like, who's that? I'm like, that's your cousin. Like, did not.
Yeah, we have to FaceTime with the Connecticut.
Yeah, so we'll do that, and I send cookies. You know, so my mother's in the kitchen today. I called her. I said, what's up? Because when she goes to New York, since there's so many more people, you know, I have two sisters and a brother. They all have kids. And there's extended family, like their in-laws, people and all this stuff. And there's always just people around. And my mother gets put to work. Like, it's like immediate. It's like, throw that apron on, cook all these turkeys. And she's like, I'm cooking 4 turkeys and making the mashed potatoes and prepping this and prepping that. And I'm like, whoa.
Hey, Mom, just reminded me I forgot to eat lunch.
I didn't eat lunch either. 40-ish, too busy to take care of ourselves, right? So I said, when you come to Kentucky, we're going to wake up in the morning and we're going to have bourbon cream in our coffee.
We're
going to go out and have a lovely breakfast, and then we're going to do something touristy, and we're going to relax. I will not make you work one bit. She was like, Thank you so much.
My Mrs. V has taken care of an entire bottle of bourbon cream pretty much on her own in the past week.
I can. I have no problem with that.
I bought it to pour in coffee and whatever, and she's like, eh. She's drinking it on the rocks.
On the rocks or at night with hot chocolate, but real hot chocolate, not hot chocolate made with water.
No, you make real it with milk. What are you talking about?
Some people make it with water, and it's gross.
I don't get it.
But real hot chocolate, we're so random today.
Well, we don't have a choice.
We didn't plan. that's our New Year's resolution. I know you love resolutions.
Yeah.
We're going to do that because I made that whole fancy form. We're going to have people and organization. So Swiss Miss has this dark chocolate, hot chocolate. And it says, like, in big on the front, make with milk.
Yeah.
Because some people would put it with water. And it's nasty if you put it with water. It's intended to be made with milk. And if you mix up You make that, and then you put in some bourbon cream.
Okay.
It is for real good.
I did have a couple of glasses on the rocks.
It is
but
great.
That's all I got to have. The rest of it is gone. And that she killed the bottle of Bailey's the week before.
Ugh.
She's like, this is December. This tastes December. Like December.
I know. So. That's how I feel. And I almost, you know, since I work from home, some days I'm like, can I have a bourbon cream in my coffee?
That stuff's
on
good,
man. Wednesday? Can I do that?
Is it the Buffalo Trace?
Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, that stuff's incredible.
They make
incredible.
The best one. There's only like four kinds, and some of them can be like $100.
Mine was not.
But
$100.
Buffalo Trace is $19.99 everywhere you go.
I might reward myself with a nice expensive bottle of bourbon. I had a good year. It's time. You know what?
What kind do you like? Do you like spicy bourbon or?
It all tastes like booze to me.
No.
It all tastes like booze.
If you have high rye, it's spicy.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be like Bullet bourbon. It's high rye.
Bullet is my go-to, so maybe that's what I like.
So then you like high rye, so go with a high rye bourbon and just go get like a Bullet that's like a specialty. They have some specialty ones Blade and Bow. Get Blade and Bow.
I just
it's made
want
by
it,
the same people.
I want it to be expensive.
Blade and Bow.
That's what I want because I buy the low to mid priced bourbon every time I go in, and I usually buy something different. Like the last bottle, I only keep one bottle at a time.
Right.
I kind of went over this with Derby City Phil when he was in here, and I'm proud of myself for only having one bottle of bourbon at a time. The one that I have now, it was made in Virginia, and I bought it because like, made in Virginia. That's something
let's
I can talk about.
Try that out.
And it, you know what? Tastes like booze.
Okay, so I am the bourbon buyer. So when my husband runs out of bourbon, I go and I have fun. Usually, we're the same way. If it's just us buying it, we go with the moderate priced bourbon. But if somebody says, like my mother, go get your husband a bottle of bourbon for his birthday, that's going to be like $60. And that's a nice bourbon. For $60. So you could go, do you like the bottles? Are you into the bottles? Like the way they look?
No,
you don't
not
really,
really
care? Okay, because I like to get them funky bottles. Like Blanton's has the little horse on the top.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
That's a good bourbon.
I like the Ridgemont Reserve 1792 has the rope. I guess they dropped the Ridgemont Reserve part of it. But that has the rope part on the bottle neck, which is interesting. I don't care.
Do you like, have you had Basil Hayden's?
Yeah. I've had it all.
So I'm just trying to pick out some high-priced bourbons
I had,
to recommend for you.
I mean, my friend had a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle, and he had a little bit left and took it to a bachelor party that we had. And he goes, all right, listen, I'm going to split. Everybody gets a little.
On their fingertip.
And no, he had just enough for all eight of us, I think, to have maybe a shot of it. And we put it in the little glass. And I was like, oh my God. It tasted so alcoholic to me.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could describe it. And
really?
Right now, every bourbon drinker listening is screaming.
It's screaming because that is like the bourbon of bourbon.
It is. And whatever.
So you just have to go to one of our many local shops that has
you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a bourbon specialist.
Yeah. And it just depends on your shelf level. So as long as you get the right shelf level, you're good.
The trick is finding the lower shelf at the most reasonable price that is still a high quality.
Yeah, that is true.
And there are many people that can tell you what those are.
Right, you got to push the shelf
limits. I'm not one of them. We are being completely random today.
I know. This is nobody calling me. I however, stocked up on wine. I don't know why. Kroger had their like 20% off
it's
when you
December.
Buy 12, and I bought like all this wine.
I mean, seriously.
I have more wine in my house now than I've had since living there.
Holiday spirits.
Yeah.
You know, it
I
seems
have to prepare for my parents.
There's downtime. There are a lot of people hanging around in social gatherings, and it's just kind of time for that.
For
and
me
it,
too,
and that's okay.
I'm home a lot, and so, you know, drinking and driving is not an issue.
You shouldn't drink by yourself, though.
No, but when the family is around and we're all just hanging out and the kids have their new gifts from Christmas and everybody's all cozy, that's the time for me
it
to
is.
Drink
it's
wine.
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We went to a party, was it last Saturday? It must have been Saturday. And it's kind of a spontaneous thing people decided, and that's when we had some sort of freakish ice situation here in Louisville.
I
can't believe we made it, but that killed
was like
my
five snowflakes.
Yeah, but the roads completely
froze or something.
Yeah, and I mean it was pretty sticky there for about 5 minutes for me going up and down these hills. But as I was navigating to the party, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to have anything to drink.
Because you have to really focus to get home, yeah. Right?
I couldn't even, like, generally I might have one cocktail to loosen up, and then I'll, if Mrs. V is enjoying herself, then I'll just transition off into water or soda or whatever. And I wasn't even going to do that.
You were too nervous.
Too sticky.
It was bad. No, my family has totally white up in New York. We may, now, you know, I do a little segment on WLKY and with the meteorologist. Mm-hmm. I was going to say weatherman, but I don't think that's, like, appropriate anymore. I think it's meteorologist.
I think there's a difference between a weather person and a meteorologist.
Okay, well, he's
meteorologists are certified.
Yeah, he's a meteorologist. Yeah.
Sticking up for you.
Yeah. And so he said that here in Louisville, there is, you know, this, I don't know what word he used, something gathering in the west, maybe, that looks like could lead to some pre-Christmas snow.
Okay.
So we'll see.
We're not going to talk about the weather on this.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen.
I love a white Christmas.
So we got a live tree this year, which has been different for us.
Oh, we've never had one? I never have
one. Not since the kids have been around.
My wife and I used to. My husband's too much of like a safety freak or whatever. He would be like, it's going to burn down our house.
Well, that's the thing. As I'm not scared that it's going to burn or anything. They do go up pretty quickly if you've ever seen those videos. But right. I do forget to water it. And that's kind of important.
Right, that's the whole point.
So I'll get up in the middle of the night and go, oh, okay. And I'll go down and dip my finger and there's some water in there. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I think that we talked a little bit off mic about talking about Christmas traditions and stuff, which we're pretty bad at.
You don't have Christmas traditions?
I guess we do.
I mean, what do you do Christmas Eve?
Nothing.
Nothing? You just hang out?
Put the kids to bed.
Do the kids make cookies for Santa?
Nope.
No?
Well,
you go to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Yeah, we'll go to church.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the tradition we might have. Today is, what, the 15th? Christmas is... So probably around next Tuesday or Wednesday, people will be so bored, they'll be like, can we just bake something? Like, yes. Go, knock yourself out.
Because, right.
You know, baking kind of hard to screw stuff up.
Right.
If you follow the recipe. You can't, you know, making a nice crowned rack of lamb is a little more difficult right. than baking cookies. So we'll have plenty to
already because they'll want. We always, my kids wait. We might bake the cookies on Saturday the 23rd or something, but we definitely decorate them on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And we full blown, I just clear off the whole counter and they just make a mess and decorate like a ton of cookies.
That'd be fun.
And then for Santa, that's usually our big, you know, they know on Christmas Eve is when they decorate the cookies. And then we have a big Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah.
Usually ham.
Okay.
And that's after church. We go to like a 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
church so that we can get back and finish off, have dinner. My kids each get a gift.
Yeah, that's the one Christmas thing that Eve. I've tried to start is I started buying Christmas PJs for everybody.
My kids, it is pajamas and they know it.
Okay. So that we've started unwrapping that on Christmas Eve. Right. So this will be the third year for it. Can you call it a tradition right. yet?
Ours is like
it's a habit at this point.
Okay,
it's
here's not the deal. Since my kids can remember, they've been doing that, yeah, but it has not been forever. So as long as it's like your kids, it's a tradition. If your kids go, oh, Christmas Eve, we get to open the pajamas.
Yeah.
Then it's a tradition. Yeah. You know what I mean? And my kids they know, hey, Mom, did you get us pajamas this year? And I'm like, no, I don't know.
Do you get pajamas?
No, I get nothing.
You don't buy pajamas for everybody?
No, we don't need family PJs. I'm
Come
not
on.
That cheesy. What, should we monogram them,
too? You calling
me
cheesy?
Did you monogram them?
No.
Okay, then you're in the middle. You're in the middle of cheesiness if you all matchy-matchy.
Well, it's not matchy. They're not identical. Okay. But everybody gets a new pair of PJs.
I did ask for PJs for Christmas.
Okay.
Because I love PJs.
Yeah.
And I work from home, so I kind of need more. And so, no, but my kids get PJs. And so then, you know, we all... kind of, we'll probably watch a movie and then the kids will go to bed and put out the stuff for Santa. And my kids are so good on Christmas morning. They won't run and go, they come and get all of us first before
oh, sure.
they even enter the room for you the bet. Christmas tree.
Yeah, we'll hear little whispers outside of the bedroom and they'll, okay, it's time. But they're always pretty good at like 7 o'clock.
No, my kids, when I was little, I would wake everybody up at like 5.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, I'd be furious.
And they don't. They just sleep like normal.
Yeah.
And they'll go, my parents will be in the guest room, so they'll go wake them up. They already have the plan. They'll tell you exactly what's going on.
Okay.
And in there, they already understand mommy gets to get coffee before we go sit down and do the presents, that mommy and daddy want their coffee. And then my daughter got a waffle maker for her birthday, which was a month ago.
Okay.
So we're having like a waffle making bar for Christmas breakfast. All right.
You know what? We do have traditions.
You do have traditions, yeah. Dan.
Because I have to get up and I got to go downstairs and light the fire and light all the candles and make it magical.
Make it magical, right.
And put on the coffee. But Mrs. V will have a nice plate of cutlets, like salamis and hams mm-hmm. and that sort of thing with some cheese and some fruit. And, yeah, we do stockings, and then we have to go in the other room to do it. Yeah, we're very traditional.
So you have your traditions. Yeah. And that's
I guess I don't consider it. That's dumb. I should.
No. I mean, it's ask your children, and they will tell you the traditions.
Yeah.
There you go. Right? It's because that's what David's, my husband's brother, they travel because their kids have been little and they live in California. So they, you know, gosh, they put everything on their back. They get on a airplane. Her family's in New Jersey. His family's here. And they just travel for 2 weeks. And finally, and, you know, my husband is his only brother, kind of like, he knows what this feels like. Mm-hmm. David does, yeah. My husband, to have your kids come down and tiptoe and wake you up and be in your own home, in your own PJs. It's just,
I like being in other people's PJs on Christmas morning.
Like you said, it's more, there's a magic to it, right?
Yeah.
And so finally his brother has indicated, you know what, this might be the last year we do this.
Oh, nice.
And my husband was like, fine.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah.
Good, because this is what it is to be our age, you know, and have these kids and see this period of time doesn't last. It's short.
I was willing,
very short in this lifespan of Christmases. So you need to grab it and be home and have the magic.
When it was me and Mrs. V only, I was willing to do anything. We'd go to Madison or we'd stay up here. But when the kids came along, I'm like,
you
guys know where we live.
Right.
Come and see us.
Right. And Christmas for adults, like going to grandma or grandpa's house or something like that, can happen 2 days later, you know?
Which is exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. And so I'm
Christmas
fine with
on
that.
December 29th.
Yeah. So he kind of does a fake Christmas, my brother-in-law, for his kid. But his kid is 3 and a half now and knows, like, wait a minute. That's not really Christmas Day.
Yeah,
you know? And so you can't fake it anymore. It's like, all right, you got to just stay home and stay off the airplane. And if my in-laws would like to go to California, that's fine too, you know. We have no expectations of that. So I always feel for people who feel so compelled to travel. I'm like, really? That's because you haven't been home yet.
You know,
stay
what?
Home.
I will say, and as I've gotten older, I've lost. I used to be a little bit of a Scrooge. I had a bah humbug, like a black hat that said bah humbug and everything.
No, I am
now.
Never.
I really do. I enjoy it. I've been listening to the Christmas music the past several weeks, and I've been enjoying, you know, bourbon cream and whatever. And, you know, it's cool.
We've also increased the chocolate intake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christmas, just
I put candy canes on the tree, which we have never done before.
We did, but only on the top half, so the dog doesn't eat them.
Good dog. How's the dog doing? Is she hanging in there?
She is. She's doing great. Her eating is, you know, a little inconsistent, but in the morning, but not at night.
Okay.
And she's... I mean, she looks great. She's happy.
She's enjoying the new heater that you have in your house.
I know. Yeah, that's all of our adulting. We took care of this dog. We have an alive dog. Our fence is broken, so my friend came over to see if he could fix the fence. When he came and fixed the fence, he turned around in the yard and saw, what are those things on our house? And him and I go up for further investigation, find that there are holes all in the siding of my house. We're thinking it is... woodpeckers.
Is that an insurance, something insurance covers?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Hopefully we don't need new siding.
Is it wood siding
house.
Or vinyl?
It's wood product, if you will.
Okay.
It's not vinyl.
Yeah.
It is something
like
compressed.
Pressed sawdust
something. Yeah. I don't know. We didn't put it in. Obviously, the house is older. And not that our house couldn't use some new siding. It really could. But I don't want to put it in because some woodpecker has decided there's little bugs in there and they want to eat it.
Yeah.
So there's about 6 holes.
Hey, look, the woodpeckers are taking care of your termites. Look
maybe,
at it like that.
Maybe. But so somebody's coming to investigate that.
That's brutal.
And I would say that could be anywhere from like $100,000 to $20,000. We'll just see what kind of luck we get on the inspection of what's going on that's making these woodpeckers attack our house. And then, of course, the furnace. We had a LG&E had a power surge and a thing blew up and it fried the motor on our furnace.
That so when I know that your electricity was out.
Our electricity was out for like 6 hours or something
and
like that.
That fried your heating unit.
So when the electricity came back on, the heat never came back on.
Holy crap.
Thank you, LG&E.
What a crazy confluence of nonsense.
Yeah. I didn't need that money. Thanks.
Oh, man.
And there's no recompense there. It's just, it is what
it
is.
And it's not like my heating unit is 20 years old. It's going to go out at any minute. So no. I expect it to.
No. This thing. Ours is like, it was 2008 before we moved in. It was put in as a brand new unit.
Yeah. You got to have a good 5 years left.
Yeah. And so it just fried some blower motor. And we were without heat for 2 days, which was interesting.
Yeah, it's just now gotten cold.
And it was 20 degrees outside. Yep. It was 40 degrees in my kid's bedroom.
Yep, that's fun.
But that's why the bourbon cream. That's why I need the bourbon cream.
Yeah, to create that false sense of warmth.
Oh, yes.
Jeez. Well, we'll do a show next week, I assume. You and I should talk about that.
We will figure that out.
But then we'll probably skip a week or two here and there because, you know what? We're going to have too much bourbon cream to drink. And it'd be hard to get me here.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
That is true.
So this was completely random, but whatever. You know what?
We're ending the random year.
This is just two peeps talking.
It is.
That's all you need sometimes is a friendly conversation when you're 40, right?
Of course.
Have a conversation with us online. It never stops at 40-ish Podcasts on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm at Dan Vonderhout on Twitter, and you are at?
At Lou Fan Fun. Easiest way to
That's
find
fun.
Me.
All right. Thanks for listening to our idiotic ramblings today, people. We'll talk to you soon.